brackets, new normal, close brackets, winter is coming, by CJ Hopkins. Winter is coming, and you know what that means. That's right, it's nearly time once again for the global capitalist ruling classes to whip the new normal masses into a state of mindless mass hysteria over an imaginary apocalyptic virus. The same imaginary apocalyptic virus that they have whipped the new normal masses into a state of mass hysteria over throughout the winter for the last 2 years. They've got their work cut out for them this time. Seriously, how much more mass hysterical could the new normals possibly get at this point? The vast majority of the Western world has been transformed into a pseudo-medical dystopia in which you have to show your health purity papers to enter a cafe and get a cup of tea. People who refuse to get experimentally vaccinated against the virus that causes mild to moderate symptoms in about 95% of the infected, or often no symptoms whatsoever, and the overall infection fatality rate of which is approximately 0.1 to 0.5%, are being systematically segregated, stripped of their jobs, denied medical treatment, demonized as a danger to society, censored, fined, and otherwise persecuted. If you think I'm overstating the case, look at the front page of this Australian newspaper. Insert image, The Courier Mail. Headline reads, Public Enemy Number 1, Unvax Border Jumper Puts State on COVID Alert. Yes, the great new normal purge is on. The quote-unquote unvaccinated and other infidels and heretics are being hunted by fanatical, hate-drunk mobs, dragged before the new normal inquisition and made examples of all over the world. Here in New Normal Germany, popular footballer Joshua Kimmich is being publicly drawn and quartered for refusing to submit to being quote-unquote vaccinated and profess his faith in the new normal world order. In the USA, the unvaccinated stand accused of murdering Colin Powell, an 84-year-old cancer-ridden war criminal. Australia is planning to imprison people and fine them $90,000 for the quote-unquote crime of not wearing a medical-looking mask or attempted worship at a synagogue or whatever. In Florida, of all places, fanatical school staff tied a medical-looking mask to the face of a non-verbal Down syndrome girl with nylon cord, day after day, for over 6 weeks, until her father discovered what they were doing. I could go on, but I don't think I have to. The internet is brimming with examples of mass hysterical and sadistic behaviour. And that's not to mention the mass hysteria rampant among the new normals themselves. For example, the parents who are lining up to get their children needlessly quote-unquote vaccinated and then rushed into the emergency room with quote, totally manageable myocarditis, end quote. Insert of a tweet from Dr. Shane Huntington. The tweet reads, Sitting in the at RCH Melbourne with my son, hooked up to heart monitors post his second Pfizer shot, I have a message for all parents. Get your kids vaccinated if you can. These side effects are rare and manageable. Help protect us all. Hashtag COVID vaccine. End tweet. Still, as mass hysterical as things are, count on GloboCap to go balls out on the mass hysteria for the next 5 months. The coming winter is crunch time, folks. They need to cement the new normal in place so they can dial down the quote-unquote apocalyptic pandemic. If they're forced to extend it another year, well, not even the most brainwashed new normals would buy that. Or, all right, sure, the most brainwashed would, but they represent a small minority. Most new normals are not fanatical totalitarians. They're just people looking out for themselves. People who will go along with almost anything to avoid being ostracized and punished. But believe it or not, there is a limit to the level of absurdity they're prepared to accept, and the level and duration of relentless stress and cognitive dissonance they're prepared to accept. Most of them have reached that limit. They have done their part, followed orders, worn the masks, got the quote-unquote vaccinations, and are happy to present their obedience papers to anyone who demands to see them. Now they want to go back to normal. But they can't. Because, well, because of us. See, GloboCap can't let them return to quote-unquote normal i.e. the new totalitarian version of normal, until everyone, i.e. everyone who matters, has submitted to being vaccinated and is walking around with a scannable certificate of ideological conformity in their smartphones. They would probably even waive the vaccination requirement if we would just bend the knee and pledge our allegiance to the WEF or BlackRock or Vanguard or whatever and carry around a QR code confirming that we believe in quote-unquote science, the quote-unquote COVIDian creed, and whatever other ecumenical corporatist dogma. Seriously, the point of this entire exercise, or at least this phase of this entire exercise, is to radically, irrevocably transform society into a monolithic corporate campus where everyone has to scan their IDs at every turn of an endless maze of perpetually monitored, eco-friendly, gender-fluid, ideologically uniform, non-smoking, totally meat-free safe spaces owned and operated by Globocap, or one of its agents, subsidiaries, and assigns. The global capitalist ruling classes are determined to transform the planet into this fascistic woke utopia and enforce unwavering conformity to its valueless values, no matter the cost. And we, the unvaccinated, are standing in their way. They can't just round us up and shoot us. This is global capitalism, not Nazism or Stalinism. They need to break us, to break our spirits, to coerce, gaslight, harass, and persecute us until we surrender our autonomy willingly. And they need to do this during the next 5 months. Preparations, therefore, are now in progress. In the UK, despite a drop in quote-unquote cases and the fact, which the authorities have been forced to acknowledge, that the vaccinated can spread the virus just like the unvaccinated, the government is preparing to go to Plan B and roll out the social segregation system that most of Europe has already adopted. In Germany, the epidemic emergency of national importance, i.e. the legal pretense for enforcement of the corona restrictions, is due to expire in mid-November, unless they can seriously jack up the cases, which seems unlikely at this point. So, the authorities are working to revise the Infektionsschutzgesetz, the Infection Protection Act, to justify maintaining the restrictions indefinitely, despite the absence of a quote-unquote epidemic or a quote-unquote emergency, and so on. I think you get the picture. This winter is probably going to get a little nutty. Or, okay, more than a little nutty. In terms of manufactured hysteria, it is probably going to make Russiagate, the war on populism, the global war on terror, the Red Scare, and every other manufactured mass hysteria campaign you can possibly think of look like an amateur production of Wagner's Götterdämmerung. In other words, kiss reality, or whatever is left of reality at this point, goodbye. The clock is ticking, and Globocap knows it. If they expect to pull this Great Reset off, they are going to need to terrorize the new normal masses into a state of protracted pants-shitting panic and uncontrollable mindless hatred of the unvaccinated and anyone challenging their rule. A repeat of the winters of 2020 and 2021 is not going to cut it. It is going to take more than the now standard repertoire of faker manipulator statistics, dire projections, photos of death trucks, non-overflowing hospitals, and all the other familiar features of the neo-Goebbelsian propaganda juggernaut we have been subjected to for over 18 months. They are facing a growing working-class revolt. Millions of people in countries all over the world are protesting in the streets, organizing strikes, walkouts, sick-outs, and mounting other forms of opposition. Despite the corporate media's Orwellian attempts to black out any coverage of it or demonize us all as far-right extremists, the new normals are very aware that this is happening. And the official narrative is finally falling apart. The actual facts are undeniable by anyone with an ounce of integrity, so much so that even major Globocap propaganda outlets like The Guardian are being forced to grudgingly admit the truth. No. Globocap has no choice at this point but to let loose with every weapon in its arsenal, short of full-blown despotism, which it cannot deploy without destroying itself, and hope that we finally break down, bend the knee, and beg for mercy. I don't know exactly what they've got in mind, but I am definitely not looking forward to it. I'm already pretty worn out as it is. From what I gather, so are a lot of you. If it helps at all, maybe look at it this way. We don't have to take the battle to them. All we have to do is not surrender. Withstand the coming siege and make it to April. Or if the strikes, sick outs and quote-unquote bad weather continue, it might not even take that long.